Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 568, and we're going to read verse 66 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. It's called Lead by Example. If you want your children to follow along a certain path, you must lead the way the ocean leads a river home, by remaining below it. If you manipulate, coerce, and bully your children, you will have no power at all. If you lead with humility, gentleness, and by example, you will need no power at all. Power over your children is the greatest illusion. By the time they are 6 years old, they will do what they want. You can bully them so that they think they want what you want. Is that what you want? Oh, this is another good verse, and boy, does it ever call us to step up and lead by example. It can be so easy, especially when we're frustrated and unsure, and our bandwidth is maxed out, and we're spread thin. It can be so easy to try and force our children, coerce, manipulate, bully them, just get them to do it already. Whatever it is, whether it's going to bed, doing their homework, what have you. And we might succeed. We might be able to force them to do what it is that we want them to do. But at what cost? What damage is that doing to our relationship with them if we're just forcing them and they're just acquiescing because of the pressure and the force? Rather, wouldn't it be better to lead with humility, gentleness, and by example so that we show them the path to follow? Show them the path that they can follow? Of course, it's up to them to follow it or not. And of course, we have to add in a healthy dose of boundaries so that we help our children to make better choices. But it's much better to lead by example and with humility and gentleness than it is to try and force them to do what it is we want them to do, because that will get us nowhere in the end, ultimately. One of the things that I heard long ago that I keep in my mind as kind of a guidepost, it's a long-term guidepost, and or almost like a lighthouse out in the ocean. I want to create a relationship with my kids where when they are adults, they actually want to call me on the phone. They actually want to visit me and want to spend time with me instead of not, or instead of doing it out of obligation. And the only way I can create that, the only way I can get to that point is if I develop a strong, healthy relationship with them now that they enjoy, that makes them want to be around me. And I'm not going to create that if I'm forcing them and coercing them and bullying them and strong-arming them into doing things my way, but rather connecting with them and having a healthy relationship with them and being their guide and helping them to make good decisions in their own lives and be the stewards and the architects of their own lives. I am merely their guide and their consultant. and their coach to help them to live their best life. That's kind of how I look at it, and that's the guidepost I use. So I hope that this episode gave you some good ideas or some inspiration, or that my beacon lighthouse in the ocean can help you have a guidepost in your parenting as well. Okay, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a fabulous day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.